Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your Next Best Self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. I want to say thank you so very, very much. We have had so many comments and reviews and sharing of the last podcast, particularly the one on wisdom to our youth and maybe to our not so young. Lots of you resonated with it. You came back to me. Many of you shared it in your team meetings, in your Zoom meetings across the world. We are totally humbled. And, you know, we continue to share these ideas and insights on my weekly podcast. And I do recognize we haven't been as consistent. But I am getting to the midpoint of life. And I want to make up for lost time by sharing three reflections on life as I approach 45. You know, they say halftime is a very powerful, profound time. And my prayer is that we can all live to the ripe old age of. Then I know that God is the one who's really in charge of our life. And in my book, Rise, I talk a little bit about the seasons of life. So let me quote from the book on the seasons of the fortified and fabulous. The chapter is Understand and Accept Your Season. On page 26, I talk about the fortified and fabulous 40s, which are the ages 40 to... Allow me to read. Elements of this season include maturity, a coming of age, and a season of reflection. For many, they feel this is the midpoint in their lives, or as Bob Dunford calls it, halftime. The old adage, life begins at 40, is possibly a combination of societal expectations and previous life expectancy being at 80. Those in season tend to feel the pressure to become their next best self. Many celebrate their 40th birthday and in subsequent years go through a type of a midlife crisis, questioning the meaning of life. They question if they made the right decisions in the previous seasons and if they can make life more worthwhile. Because of this crisis, the people one listens to can determine whether an individual or downward trajectory for the rest of their lives. The word fortified refers to going through a process of forging what matters and what does not matter, a process of determining your genuine friends and restating what values matter most. This is a season of intense inner growth and where many start to catch up with areas in their lives they had not previously focused on, yet they feel matter. Fabulous and fortified 40s. I want to give a shout out to all the people listening to this podcast who are in this season of 40 to 49. I know a couple of friends who are turning 40 in a couple of days, others who are turning 41, 42, 43, all the way to 49. And I want to encourage you that chances are you're going through crossroads and seasons where you have to keep asking yourself, what's the trade-off? So looking back at the first 45 years of my life, I have three points of reflection. You may call them tips, wisdom, advice. But for me, I've been reflecting on 45 aspects of life that I have experienced over the last few months. And I've been writing down and journaling. And I see that the three that totally come up as what I would like to continue doing very consistently, and what perhaps if I knew sooner, it would have made the ride better, these three. And today I'm going to focus on the first one in this podcast and then the other two in the subsequent podcasts. Forgive. Forgive. Forgive daily like a shower. Forgive. I know many of you are feeling, oh, this must be so spiritual. But as a matter of fact, we are spiritual beings. with a human existence. And when people say you inspire me, it's because you breathe life into them. So we are a combination of that physical nature, a spiritual matter, as well as the emotions, the mental spaces. And so when you combine all this, that's what makes the human being. And you know, I learned very early in life, really by observing my mom, who by far has been one of my most sublime teachers of this very lesson. My mom looks very young. She has aged gracefully. And people ask her, what's the secret? She says, it's to put things down. You know, in Kikuyu, it's to put your baggage down. It's to put that weight that is on your shoulders down. And so when I think about this first half of my life, I want to share with you my own understanding of what forgiveness actually is. You see, many of us grew up with lots of grand plans for our lives. At 40, I wanted to be this. At 26, I wanted to be this. At 30, I want this to have happened. At even 15, now I'm hearing my very young mentee saying, at 16, sweet 16, this is what I want. And I'm baffled at the kind of things that people want to achieve and to do. What I have found is that, yes, make the plans, do your best, but allow God to also enlighten that path. So my understanding of forgiveness is letting go of my grand master plan of life and accepting how life is unfolding. Let go of that grand master plan. Yes, plan it. Put it down, pen to paper. But if you believe in God, allow Him to then take that plan and make it how He sees it. Even as you listen to this podcast 43, did you know that God knew you'd be listening to it at this very time that you're listening to my words? No matter what has happened in your life, He has seen right to the very end. And so when we think about why we struggle with forgiveness, why I have struggled with forgiveness, is I'm like, this is the way things should have turned out. This is not what I signed up for. This is not the kind of relationship, friendship, work situation, assignment, project that I signed up for. That is still going back to your grand master plan. And I have learned more recently because of life turning events that have happened to me and to people who are very close to me, that at the end of it all, very few things matter, ladies and gentlemen, very few things matter. I want to encourage you to always put down at the end of the day a forgiveness list. And you know, when we don't forgive even ourselves to begin with, we then start getting very anxious. Yeah. Recently, I was reading something and I noticed someone has started something called a worry jar. A worry jar. So at the end of every day, she puts down what it is that she's worried about, writes it down on a pen to paper, and then puts it in this jar. And then she also has a gratitude jar where she puts in what it is that she is thankful for. And I love the idea of the worry jar, only I would brand it the surrender jar. Because when you put that thing you're worried about, in a sense, I hope that you will actually commit to surrender it. And so, what is it that is plaguing you now? What is it that you're struggling to forgive yourself? Things that you did, things that you did not do, things that happened to you. Who is it that is still holding you captive because you continue to replay and ruminate over the things that person, that man, that woman did to you? I want to encourage you, travel lighter. This journey of life has ups and downs. My husband today morning sent me this quote, which had the picture of, you know, the machine in hospital when your life is still there and the fact that it goes up and down. And if you're like me and you love watching movies and this medical thrillers, then you may have seen when the line is flat, it means you're dead. And so the fact that even in that medical machine, it's up and down, that's exactly how life is. And so my reflection, my first reflection of the first half of life, as I approach 45 is to encourage you to forgive daily. Forgive yourself. And I know that certain things have happened to us that it will take more than 10 times of acts of forgiveness to get us to forgive them. But I want to remind you that for as long as you're holding yourself hostage by not forgiving yourself and others, chances are you are blocking all the blessings, opportunities. And I have found that when you don't forgive, you use up so much energy to just remain angry and hurtful. And in a sense, we remain angry and we are hurtful without realizing it, because we first hurt ourselves and then we hurt others with our cynicism, our judgmental spirit, our words, our actions, whether it's by omission or by design. Forgive daily. Think about every time you brush your teeth in the morning and in the evening. How many times have I forgiven today? You will see a dramatic shift in your life. I know I'm a realistic optimist, but I truly believe smile at the world and the world will smile back at you. Forgive yourself and others, and you will find forgiveness coming your way and the ability to let go and rise up and become your next best self. Join me in this forgiveness challenge. Write down those things that you're still struggling with. Seek the help you need. Sometimes you need the coach, you need the therapist, you need the priest, the spiritual director, a good friend. Do not hesitate to ask for help, because this journey of forgiveness is a journey that will lift you to the next level and help you become your next best self.